Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Coach's Playbook segment with PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet. Coach, always good to visit with you today. Kind of catching up halfway through the season right now. You know, you call the defensive side of things here for PCM football. When did you kind of start stepping into the defensive role, and is that something you've always done as head coach?
No, that's something I've really always done as head coach. It's kind of where my background mostly is, in terms of football schematics and tactics and things like that. I've always just loved that side of the ball. So, it's been pretty much what I've done my entire career.
You know, when you're as the head coach role, when you're stepping into scouting an opposing team's offense for a game, is that something you do? I mean, after a game is done on a Friday night, is that flip almost instantly, or that switch almost instantly flipped, or is it something you kind of digest one game and then maybe Saturday or Sunday start focusing on the next team?
Sometimes like I'll take a look at the team that we're playing a week ahead on like a Wednesday or a Thursday, and just kind of look at what they're doing, and so it kind of start getting some things in my mind of in terms of what their formations are. But then it pretty much goes into full on breaking down film on Saturday, and then Sunday I always go over to one of our assistant coaches, Coach Voss's house, and literally from about 8 o'clock till 6 p.m. at night, I'm breaking down the video, to a T. Formations and backfield sets, run pass, and then diagramming all the plays. So it's not uncommon for me to have, anywhere from 80 to 90 plays on the team drawn up. Maybe they don't run 80 to 90 plays, but different ways that they could potentially run those plays or those concepts against us. And then from there, my hardest part really is narrowing down which plays we're going to put in our scripts throughout the week.
You know, when you're preparing for a team on Friday night, too, we'll just use West Marshall, for example. You've played them a lot of times. Is there a certain part of the week where you're cutting off, scouting them, and just focusing on your own team getting ready for the game?
Honestly, that depends on the week. There's some times where I'm literally still watching film until we go on the field, just checking back in on one more thing, just trying to make sure that all the bases are covered. And a lot of guys on my staff, they think that I'm overdoing it, and they're probably right. I mean, there are some times where I feel like if I really wanted to watch film, I'd be better off just to shut my eyes and just see all the plays that I've already got memorized anyway. By the time I'm all said and done with it, if someone was to show me the play on huddle opening up within 1 second, I could tell you exactly what they're going to run because I've seen that play. It's almost like watching a movie. You know the next line, and I try to get it to that point just so I have it memorized. I don't want, there's options out there where you could have huddle. You could pay huddle like $35 to put in first and 10, down and distance, even formations and stuff like that. And I never buy it. I always want to do it myself. It's just kind of like my form of studying.
For you too, you get ready for a team each week, and do you kind of know ahead of time? Do you have a depth chart that you start at the beginning of the season? You say, hey, I'm probably pretty well going to stick with this throughout the year, or does that change week by week?
It's changed a lot this year just because of injuries, but normally, it doesn't change all that much. This year, in years like this where you're replacing a lot of guys like off last year's team and you don't know what you have, I try to keep a pretty open mind because whoever's playing better is the one that needs to get the reps. And if there's two people that are equal and they're, same age and otherwise, I'm going to make sure they're splitting reps during a game. But I try not to be too rigid about that. And you can take a look at our situation with running back this year. I think we've had 1,000 running backs this year or something like that. I mean, it's just been a lot of running backs, but I think maybe one finally emerged. Lou Day last week, rushed 40 times for 225 yards, and that's exactly what we were looking for in a running back. But he wasn't ready to play up until this week. I mean, he literally was not, and you can ask all my coaches, he wasn't ready to go until this week. But now that he is, it's going to be his until it's not.
For you as coach, from what I've observed from your defense just from the past couple of years, you don't seem to be a team that brings a ton of pressure. Is that something you've always done, or is that something you also adjust year to year?
No, we don't like to bring pressure. It's just I feel like if you know what's going on and you're able to read it quick enough, it'll look like pressure because you're striking the blocks that are coming to get you. You're kind of disrupting them before they have a chance to get to you. And in some ways it looks like you're bringing pressure, but I don't like bringing pressure. I think it's just too loose. Once in a while I'll do it like on a big down, but if I've won three out of those five battles, I think that's pretty good. And two times out of five, they're going to go for a touchdown. So I'm just not a big pressure guy. I'd rather keep stuff in front of us.
what's a little bit of the process look like? You know, you concluded last season, and you had obviously an excellent season last year, and you knew that you were going to be losing a lot of those guys, especially key playmakers like Van Gorp and Robbins and guys like that. What's kind of the process like as you get ready for a season like this one that kind of had a lot of unknowns coming into it?
Well, there's a lot of fun to it because we go pretty hard. We go hard in the offseason. We go very, very hard during the summer leading up to football season. And it's fun to watch the young competitors emerge because, you know, competitiveness is the probably, you know, one of the top things we're looking for. I mean, for sure one of the top things we're looking for, but it might be the most important thing. And when you get a group of competitors and, you know, they're out there doing their thing, it just becomes something that is just a lot of fun to work with because now they can learn because if they're competitive, you know, they want to learn. And when you got guys that are super excited to play football and they're willing to hit and they're willing to run, they're willing to put in all the work, then you know you can teach them stuff. And no matter how young or old they are, for that matter, inexperienced or whatnot, you know, it's going to take some time. I mean, all those guys that graduated last year, they certainly weren't always, you know, as good as what they were when they finished. You know, but once they reach a certain level, it's almost like, all right, how much better can this kid really get? Well, when you have a young team like this, it's, you know, they can get a lot better. So it's like, how fast do they get to the point where they can play quality varsity football? And then how much potential is left in them after that?
You know, what is kind of your response to people that you give when they say, you know, you look at other two-way schools, they're not like you guys. People come see Monroe, kids that play PCN, they're big, they're fast, they're strong, they're quick, they're athletic, they know the game. I know you're the weight room coordinator. I know you said you put a lot of work in the summertime. I've probably asked you about it before, but what do you just generally consider the recipe to that?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's almost like sometimes we have too much fun, you know, too much fun. Maybe I let them be a little bit more ornery than I should sometimes. And consequently, they kind of want to come back because they're having more fun than maybe they can have almost anywhere else in the world. You know, and then it's all centered around football. Everybody loves it. Like, we really, when somebody makes a play and does it like a great job or you know, is just an awesome player, we highlight that. We celebrate that. And, you know, so I think maybe it's just they feel like they have a home here and like a place where they're always going to fit in as long as they're willing to be competitive and as long as they understand how important it is to come make good football plays. Because that's what makes or breaks you on this team is, will you make the play? Can you make the play? Will you keep on coming? Because we're not gonna have anybody with a bad attitude. We're not gonna have anybody with a losing attitude that's gonna step out on the field. Like, we'd rather play a less talented kid than somebody who's not gonna go out there, you know, and compete without everything they have.
Coach, last question for you. You know, I learned a little bit about you last year when we were doing that feature piece. But, you know, your life during the season from, you know, the week of that first game up until the playoffs are done, how much of your time during that season is dedicated, you know, your personal life, personal time, whether you're at home or with your family, whatever you're doing, is dedicated to just football?
I'm going to say this, like, probably all of it. You know, I mean, I think about it 100% of the time. My family knows that. They're all in. I mean, we're a football family. But yeah, I mean, it's all in during the season. I have a hard time multitasking, I guess you'd say. And so once I'm locked in on football, that's where it needs to stay for me. I don't like distractions. I figured out a way to kind of live my life without having many distractions enter into play during football season. And I'm just going to kind of stick with what got me here that way, right or wrong.
That's Coach Greg Bonnet joining us for a Coach's Playbook segment.